Necesitamos más y más gente.
Demonstrations in Venezuela that often turn into violent and deadly confrontations with police, the National Guard, and pro-government militias have been going on for weeks. This situation is similar to the crisis in Ukraine that forced President Viktor Yanukovych to flee the country and culminated in Russia's takeover of Crimea. But Venezuela is getting less international media attention, in part because its government has refused or revoked journalist visas and made it difficult and dangerous for reporters. Cynthia Romero is with Freedom House, a press freedom organization.
There has been several cases of intimidation, of attacks, not only of journalists, local journalists, but as well as international journalists, which also makes it very difficult for the international press to get the news out about what's happening.
The United States and Europe are engaging in high-level diplomatic talks with Russia and Ukraine to try to resolve the regional conflict. Romero says Washington is not as engaged in Venezuela, which has led to less media coverage.
We don't have key officials within the U.S. and European policy circles, key opinion shapers really talking about Venezuela the way that they're talking about Ukraine. And so I think that also drives the media attention.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio asked Secretary of State John Kerry why the United States has not spoken out forcefully against the Venezuelan government's repression of opposition groups.
Why can't we just say what is obvious to anyone who sees these facts? That the government of Venezuela is not and does not comport itself as a democracy, and in fact, because of all of these activities and others, and violence against their own people, have lost the legitimacy of a government.
Washington has dismissed repeated charges by Venezuela's leaders that it is aiding the protesters. Secretary Kerry says U.S. involvement in resolving the crisis could be misconstrued and believes regional organizations should lead international efforts.
We're very supportive of third-party mediation efforts that are aimed at trying to end the violence and see if we can't get an honest dialogue to address the legitimate grievances of people in Venezuela.
But this less confrontational approach also makes less news for the media to cover. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.